Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
My anchor in oceans that toss me away. When I'm in rescue, you are my ransom. When I'm in shelter, you are my home. When I am weak, Lord, you're what I reach for. Lord, I believe whatever I need, Jesus, you are.
Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day. When we face uncertainties in life, it's easy to feel lost or unsure about our future. We may feel like we're walking in the dark, not knowing where we're going or what lies ahead. But as Christians, we have the assurance that God sees everything clearly, even the things that are hidden from our sight. He knows what's best for us and has a plan for our lives. In this devotional, we'll explore the story of a young boy who gained his sight and how it relates to our faith journey. We'll also reflect on the scriptures and discover how we can trust in God's plan for our lives. Join me today as we explore the topic, God Sees Clearly. Our Bible text is from Psalm chapter 139 verses 16 to 18.
Psalm chapter 139 verses 16 to 18. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. How precious to me are your thoughts, God. How vast is the sum of them. Verse 18. Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. When I awake, I am still with you.
There was a young boy who lived in a small village in Africa. He was born blind and had never seen the beauty of the world around him. He relied on his other senses to navigate his way through life, and he had developed a keen sense of hearing, touch, and smell. Despite his blindness, he was a happy child and was loved by everyone in the village. One day, a missionary came to the village and was moved by the young boy's story. The missionary had heard about a doctor in a nearby town who had developed a new surgery that could restore the sight of blind children. The missionary convinced the boy's parents to take him to the doctor, and they agreed. The surgery was successful, and the boy's sight was restored. He was overjoyed to see the world around him for the first time. However, what surprised everyone was the fact that the boy was disappointed with what he saw. He had built up an image of the world in his mind, based on the descriptions given to him by others. The reality was different from what he had imagined. The young boy's experience is a powerful reminder that our perception of the world around us is often limited. We see things through our own lens, and that lens is shaped by our experiences, beliefs, and biases. However, there is one who sees clearly, and that is God. As humans, we also see things through our own limited perspective. We are unable to see the bigger picture, and we often make judgments based on incomplete information. But God sees us more than our eyes can see about ourselves. He sees and knows everything about us. Our Bible text in Psalm chapter 139 verses 16 to 18 says, "Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. How precious to me are your thoughts, God. How vast is the sum of them. Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. When I awake, I am still with you." God sees everything, even the things that are hidden from our sight. He sees the past, the present, and the future. He knows the plans He has for us, plans to prosper us and not to harm us, plans to give us hope and a future. Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11. When we face challenges and difficulties in life, it's easy to feel overwhelmed and helpless. We may not be able to see a way out of our situation, but God sees everything clearly. He knows the beginning and the end, and He has a plan for our lives. Romans chapter 8 verse 28 says, "And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose." This verse reminds us that God is always working for our good, even when we don't understand the circumstances we're facing. God's vision is not limited by our circumstances or our limitations. He sees everything clearly and knows what's best for us. Sometimes, we need to trust in His plan even when it doesn't make sense to us. Proverbs chapter 3 verses 5 to 6 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to Him, and He will make your paths straight." This verse reminds us that we need to trust in God's plan and not rely on our own understanding. God sees the potential in us, even when we can't see it in ourselves. He knows the gifts and talents He has given us and has a plan for how we can use them to glorify Him. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10 says, "For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do." This verse reminds us that God has created us with a purpose and that we have a role to play in His plan. When we feel discouraged or unsure about our future, we need to remember that God sees everything clearly. He knows what we need, and He has a plan for our lives. We just need to trust Him and have faith that He will guide us in the right direction. The story of the young boy who gained his sight is a powerful reminder that our perception of the world is often limited. We see things through our own lens, but God sees everything clearly. He knows what's best for us and has a plan for our lives. In John chapter 9 verses 1 to 12, we read the story of Jesus healing a man who was born blind. The man had never seen anything in his life, but Jesus restored his sight. When the man was asked about how he was healed, he said, "One thing I do know. I was blind but now I see." John chapter 9 verse 25. This man could not see beyond his blindness before, but Jesus sees and located him to give him his sight. God can also give you sight into what to do to fulfill purpose in life if you trust Him. You may have been wandering in darkness in one area of your life, but today, when you give your life to Jesus, you will receive sight and knowledge from Him who sees everything. When we give our lives to Jesus, we gain a new perspective on the world around us. We see things through the lens of His love and grace. We are able to see the plans He has for us, even in the midst of trials and difficulties. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 18 says, "So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen, since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal." This verse reminds us that there is more to life than what we can see with our physical eyes. We need to fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, and trust in His plan for our lives. In conclusion, God sees everything clearly, even the things that are hidden from our sight. He knows what's best for us and has a plan for our lives. We just need to trust Him and have faith that He will guide us in the right direction. When we give our lives to Jesus, we gain a new perspective on the world around us. We see things through the lens of His love and grace. Let's fix our eyes on Jesus and trust in His plan for our lives. As you go today, think about the story of the young boy who gained his sight and how it relates to your own life. Are there areas in your life where you feel like you are blind or struggling to see clearly? Are there situations where you need to trust God's plan and have faith that He will guide you in the right direction? Take some time to pray and ask God to give you clarity and wisdom in these areas. Remember that God sees everything clearly and has a purpose for your life. Trust in Him and fix your eyes on Jesus. Let's pray. Dear God, thank You for reminding us that You see everything clearly and have a plan for our lives. We ask that You help us to trust in Your wisdom and guidance, especially in the areas where we may be struggling to see clearly. May we fix our eyes on Jesus and gain a new perspective on the world around us, seeing it through the lens of Your love and grace. Today, give us the strength and courage to follow the path You have set before us, knowing that You are with us every step of the way. Thank You for Your word. We declare peace and the blessings of God into our lives this day. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Bible in a Year. The Bible reading for today is from 1 Kings chapter 12 and chapter 13. And for the evening, Luke chapter 24 verses 36 to 53. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a pleasant day and may the Lord bless.
For more information about salvation, faith and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.